Africa's newest breakfast show.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Smile 90.4 FM.
The tournament that's got everyone talking. It's the Challenger Series. World Rugby hosting this tournament in Cape Town. 24 international teams. But it's such a great entry fee as well. We talk about being expensive to go and watch sport in general. This is a giveaway, literally, to go and watch these teams in action. The Springbok Women's Sevens claim third place in the first leg of the World Rugby HSBC Sevens Challenger 2025 in Cape Town yesterday. And when you think they give them a day off, they go like, we've won, or we've come third. Take a day off. No. Mm-hmm. They're up and they're here this morning. Ladies and gents, Ayanda Malinga and Shaniqua Lamprecht, good morning.
Good morning.
How's the body feeling? How the body is feeling today?
A bit stiff. Yeah, it is.
You're supposed to be getting like a little bit of a lie in today, but here you are talking about this incredible tournament. What was the support like on the weekend?
To be honest, very disappointing because there were like less than 100 people there.
Shocking.
And it's so important for us because we want the sport to grow and then people want us to grow, but then they're not coming out to support us.
Absolutely. Now, they still have a chance, though. This is the good news, is that you're back in action this weekend. Literally back-to-back weekends. And now that you've seen what the opposition have brought, we know that this weekend going into it, we want a full house Athlone Stadium this weekend to support you, because that would mean the world, not only to the team, but to your point, if you want to grow the sport, you've got to come and have a vested interest in it. You've got to come and see what the sport's all about and bring your family. And so to everyone coming along, it seemed to be, by watching it on TV, that it really is action-packed. I mean, they've really put on an amazing tournament.
Yeah, it is. And the tickets are very cheap.
I know, it's a giveaway.
20, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like more people can come and support us.
Yeah.
Because it literally helps.
Yes.
Having people on your back.
Mm.
You are seven on the field, but there's a lot of people behind you. Mm. You feel like there's an extra person on the field. So
absolutely.
We'll really appreciate the support.
What happens in a week like this between tournaments? You don't have to travel, but I know that the tour normally would see you traveling to a little bit of a break and then traveling again. In a week like this where you've just played a tournament, you got a week off, does the body get time to rest? Do you as a team spend a bit more time just taking it easy, or is it intense in terms of your training schedule this week?
So it depends. I mean, if we look at our week now, we have a flush out, so just to get rid of all that weakness, stiffness.
Got you.
Then we have massages to get the recovery going. And then we're back in action on Tuesday, and just to get that attack session in, defense session in, a day off so we can regroup.
Yes.
And then captains on Thursday. We've had a good prep last week, so just to take that over to this week.
Looking at back, because you will analyze a lot of the games you played and the kind of performance you had, I mean, you've got a brilliant chance of winning this weekend, especially if you can fill out Athlone Stadium.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. I mean, we have reviews also.
Sure.
So we divide it into groups. Mm. We all have a certain thing we must look at, attack, defense, ball carries.
Got you.
Can just sit as a team, look at what we can improve, and then just capitalize on the next games.
Now, listen, I know because we're a music station, music plays a large part of like kind of a getting your mental space right. What kind of music do you listen to? What are you into at the moment? Ayanda, what's your go-to in terms of music?
I feel like it goes with my mood.
Got you.
So if I'm more nervous, I listen to gospel.
Nice.
But if I'm just chilled, I will go with the chill vibes of songs. So
It just depends
on my mood.
Shaniqua?
Okay, I have one song that gets me going, and that's They Not Like Us from Kendrick.
Oh, yeah. Where's Rick now?
That is Rick's best favorite song. That's his go-to song, and he plays it every morning because we've got to get you at 5 o'clock in the morning. So we often need motivation, and that's what we kind of drop in to make us feel motivated. I just want to encourage people that are listening. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, those are the 3 days that you can go down to Athlone Stadium and you can watch. Entry free is almost a giveaway. Literally, you want to talk about value for money. Bring the family down. There are stalls. There's food outlets. More importantly, you get to watch 24 of the top teams in action at one venue. It's unheard of. And for as far as I'm concerned, you should be there to back our teams.
Oh,
you should be there to back. Because like our players have said, you know, when you're there, you're like the eighth player on the field. So done deal. Cape Town listening, we're going to come out in numbers and support you. Thank you. We wish you all the best for this coming weekend. Tell me, after this, where do you go to after this tournament? What does the rest of the year look like? I know it's busy. It's only the start of the year. Are you traveling next? Do you get a bit of a break after this coming weekend?
So I think we have a 3-week period.
Gotcha.
In preparation for Krakow. Is it Poland?
Yeah. It's going to be freezing cold there, you know that.
Yes. And then after that, the big one in LA.
Ooh. I've always wondered, like, how do you concentrate in LA? Because LA is like, everything's happening there, right? It's so far off. Your body clock's so out of line with everything. And then you've got to focus on rugby when you're like, you're in LA, baby. You're in LA. Wishing you all the best. I think, to your point, it was so sad that we didn't have numbers this past weekend. We are going to change that for you this weekend. And we're going to make sure that we're there to support you. So all the best for this coming weekend.
Thank you so much.
And thanks for joining us this morning. It's so lovely seeing the both of you. Yeah. While the other teammates got a bit of a sleep in this morning, Ayanda and Shaniqua go ahead to get up and come and join us this morning to talk about this weekend. But it's for a good cause, because I'll tell you why. This should encourage you to come out and join support, us this coming weekend and support. Get to Athlone Stadium. The Challenger Series is world rugby at its finest, and you want to be there to support.
Cape Town wakes up. Cape Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show
on Smile FM.